All right, this is a setting the bar story. Kelly, what are these?
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Okay, so listen. If this happened to me, I might be on the other side of a setting the bar story.
Okay.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without accidentally delivering $20,000 in lottery tickets, then you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because the lady named Danielle who received them had that exact predicament on her hand when...
Little angel and the little devil on the shoulders.
Yeah.
You could just scratch them off and just see if you win.
Yeah, this huge box of lottery scratch-off tickets got delivered by mistake to her office. Here's Danielle talking about it.
This is a joke, thinking it's like a joke tickets, until I looked at the receipt and it valued $20,000.
Yeah, it's the real deal.
Wow.
Scratch tickets. As I'm discussing with, you know, one of my employees, our values are like, do the next right thing. And so we looked at the receipt, where it's supposed to go, and went to return the box. I played the tape out through my mind. You know, what would happen if I kept these? Would I be able to sleep at night?
Yes, and you'd be rich. Oh, wait, sorry. No, that no, she didn't
no,
say
no,
that.
No.
No, she didn't say
no.
that.
No.
Those kind of things. And it was like, no, the right thing to do is to go return it.
Yeah, so she figured out where they went and returned those scratch-off tickets. But here's the thing. Even if she would have scratched off a winner, it wouldn't have been valid anyways.
Because oh, dang it.
This is something I didn't know, but these lottery tickets have to be validated by the store they're delivered to.
Oh, so they're not like it's kind of like activating a gift card?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So you can't use it or you can't redeem it. So the lottery officials would know that that was a fraudulent card or whatever, or a fraudulent ticket. And they would not, they wouldn't give you the money. So.
Oh, man.
I know.
So wouldn't be worth it.
Wouldn't be worth it.
Oh, dang it. So do the right thing.
So again, but I'm telling you, if $20,000 worth of lottery tickets got sent to me, I had a key in my hand, I might think about start scratch. Maybe just scratch one just to see.
Just to see.
You know.
It wouldn't even matter, though. Wouldn't it be worse
to
scratch off a winner knowing that it's, like, worth nothing?
Well, now I know now. I wouldn't have known then.
Oh, okay.
So that's why we're doing this. Setting the bar story. Again, if you can manage to make it through the day without delivering $20,000 worth of lottery tickets to the wrong person, then you're doing okay.
Oopsies.
Yep. There you go. That's your setting the bar story.